how do you learn a foreign accent for film or stage? And we reached out to the local arts community, our friends at the JCC, and they told us all about an actress named Sammy Cohn, who's on the line with us now. And Sammy, they had high praise for not only you, but your accents. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks. How are you doing?
Very good. You grew up where?
I actually grew up right here in Rochester, in Fairport specifically.
Okay, and you have acted locally where?
Let's see. I've done quite a bit with the JCC. I do a lot with Rochester Children's Theater and with Tykes as well, the two children's theaters in town. And I've done some stuff that I produced myself at the Rochester Fringe Festival and a couple other things as well. But I do a lot with the JCC, actually.
And any serious actor has to eventually encounter a foreign accent, learning an accent. What was the first age that you had to learn an accent for a production?
Oh, man. I'm trying to think the first one I would have had to do. I'd been doing accents for a long time because I have kind of always had a good ear for it. And I've liked to kind of imitate and mimic and things like that. The first time I probably had to do it in a show wasn't until college, I would say.
And what accent was that?
It's kind of a general, what they call RP, British accent, which RP is Royal Pronunciation. It's like the Queen's English. It's what the BBC broadcasters use, like the highest form of a British accent. And I used it for Beauty and the Beast. I was Mrs. Potts. But, yeah, I mean, it's super fun to be able to do it finally. And then from there, I mean, I took a really great dialects course in college. So now I had kind of a basic understanding of a lot of different accents. And then since then, I've done quite a few in Rochester, actually. I did a show called Handle with Care at the JCC a couple of years ago. And for that one, it was about an Israeli woman who really doesn't speak really any English. So she, about half of her dialogue, she speaks all in Hebrew. So I had to learn a completely different language. And then she also speaks kind of broken English with an Israeli accent, so I had to learn that as well.
And you've done, let's see here, so you've done those. You've done Scottish as well?
Yes, I did a show called Rooms for the Fringe Festival this past year. Yeah, and that was a two-person show. Both people have to do a Scottish accent. Trying to think what else. I did Working at the JCC, where I did kind of a New York kind of accent. I don't know. There have been others, I'm sure. And I've done, like, a lot of scene study stuff, too. And I kind of just try to learn as much on my own as I can, even if I'm not working on a specific role. Just because, you know, if you go into an audition and they kind of throw something at you, you want to be able to kind of have a working knowledge of it.
Sure. And, you know, interestingly enough, some of the great actors in the world on film I've seen do horrendous accents, and I wonder how it even passed. So, you know, it is actually, and I'm not a film or theater critic, but it's important to treat the idea of getting an accent right with respect, I would imagine.
Absolutely, and I think, you know, something that bothers me as both an actor and as an audience member is if, you know, you go to a show and, you know, either, you know that the accent or the dialect they're doing is not really correct or it's really inconsistent kind of across the board. You know, some actors doing it, some not. And I think it's something, you know, at times I think there are some directors who just don't know enough about it or kind of put it on the back burner. And to me, it's really important because if it's bad, it really takes you out of the story and completely distracts you from the storytelling. And especially if it's, you know, kind of a important part of the character itself.
So what is the hardest accent that you've had to learn so far?
Oh, I'm trying to think what the hardest one would be. I mean, Scottish is pretty challenging because I had learned an Irish accent prior to doing Scottish, and it's the same in certain ways, but it's just different enough that it'll really mess you up if you've been doing Irish, like, really prior to it. So I think, you know, there are kind of a lot of subtle differences in that. So, and sometimes, you know, in the media, a lot of times they'll kind of mesh them together, and people won't really notice, you know. But I think really getting those subtle differences and really getting it down, that was that was probably the most challenging, I think.
All right, Sammy, so tell me how you do it. What's the process like, you know, as opposed to just trying to imitate? I mean, what are you trying to do, and how do you learn an accent?
I think the most important tool that you can have is really your ear, at least for me, because a lot of times when I learn music, you know, I'm a musical theater actress too. My ear is probably my strongest asset in that way, so I think I always go with that first. I really try to, I mean, audio tapes, there are a lot of great audio from a lot of different really good dialect coaches that you can get. So for me, that's kind of the first step, is really kind of trying to immerse myself in it. And then, you know, there's really great, like, phonetic transliterations, and you use the phonetic alphabet, which are essentially symbols that kind of indicate what sort of sound that you're going to make. So you kind of have to take text and kind of redo it in this phonetic alphabet. So it's kind of a combination of those two things for me. I think you can definitely learn dialects if you don't have the greatest ear, but I think it's easier if you do have a good ear for it, especially to learn multiple different ones and kind of keep them all straight in your head.
Give me a couple of tricks for getting some of the basics of a Royal British accent down.
Well, it's a lot about placements as well. You know, there are different placements. You know, American kind of tends to be much more forward, kind of more nasal, I think, than general, like a high sort of high-class British accent. It kind of sits further back for me, at least. And it's certain, especially... I think, you know, certain vowels have different sounds when you go between different dialects. You know, for a British accent, really R's don't get pronounced like they do in a standard American dialect. So that's kind of a good place to start. But
let's hear a little British.
Do you want to hear a little British? It's been a while since I've had to do it, but, you know, it's sort of, you know, the way that you pronounce things is, you know, with... there's like a little trick with an Irish accent that you do. It's over the top of the phrase and down, you know, how you, it's like kind of the lilting way that they talk, you know.
That sounded almost like a roller coaster of words there. That
kind
was interesting.
Of, yeah. It's a good way to visualize it. I think visual tricks really help sometimes with it too.
And what's the trick for Scottish brogue? That's never, I imagine that is as difficult as you say.
It is a little difficult. You know, with it's hard too because there's a huge range of dialects. You can really kind of have to take some artistic licenses sometimes. You know, with that show, we kind of overdid a lot of things because it was really important to establish that they were Scottish. But you know, depending on where you live in Scotland, you know, you're going to have different kind of degrees of that. But you know, the rolled R's is like a huge thing in the Scottish. They have, you know, sometimes Scottish people kind of do a glottal T, which, like, you see in Cockney, where you don't really pronounce it, like, little instead of little.
See, start a sentence in British and end it in Cockney. That's what I want to
hear. Oh, that's hard. Cockney's really difficult for me. Let's see. So, I'm trying to think of what to say. Sometimes in the British dialect, you'll go from a rather standard British down to something, you know, like this, kind of more low cuttery, you know. I don't know. It's harder. It's harder to do it, especially if you're out of practice. It's kind of something if you don't use it, you lose it. So, you know, you kind of have to review on your own sometimes.
Okay, and last question then for our how do you do that segment on how do you learn an accent? You mentioned dialect classes, and for aspiring actors, how important was that class to you? Would you recommend it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I was really lucky because they ended up offering it my senior year of college. They started it my senior year, so I was really lucky that I got a chance to take it. I think, you know, locally, I think your best bet is to work with a dialect coach, you know, and bigger budget shows will also often have a dialect coach, which is great. But, you know, having somebody who really specializes in that and just having another set of ears that are really, you know, trained in that specific dialect is really kind of priceless.
Well, our thanks to Sammy Cohen, an actress at the JCC, among other venues here in the Rochester area, telling us, how do you learn a foreign accent for film or for the stage?